Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. Well, I know you didn't miss the defense's goal line stand in Baltimore, but with run defense, particularly in short yardage and goal line situations, oftentimes players who aren't involved in the tackle are the ones who have just as big an impact, if not more so, on the play being stopped. Let's take a closer look at how the Packers kept the Ravens out of the end zone. First and goal on the four, and Ryan Pickett is the guy who's going to make the play even though he doesn't make the tackle. He'll shoot the A-gap between the center and the guard, which redirects Ray Rice back into where all the pursuit is for the Packers. Rice only gets halfway there, and it's second and goal on the two. Ray Rice's second attempt is a well-designed play by the Ravens, but Johnny Jolly is the guy who's going to wreck it. The play is drawn up to have two double teams in the blocking scheme. The left guard will pull, as will the tight end, and they double team Andy Malumba, the outside linebacker. These two players on the end of the offensive line, the tackle and the extra tight end, are supposed to double team Jolly. But Jolly beats the double team, gets a hand on Rice, Morgan Burnett cleans it up, and then Morgan knows who made the play, gives a high five to his buddy Jolly, and it's on to third down. Two inside runs don't get the job done for the Ravens. So next, they try the outside, but the third time is not the charm. Two big things happen on this play. First, outside linebacker Andy Malumba. Remember him getting pancaked by that double team on the last play? This time, he's going to get up and underneath the extra tight end tackle and draw a holding penalty. There's the hold. Now, Ray Rice is following his lead blocker, Vonte Leach, to the outside. Now watch Morgan Burnett, who makes an incredibly athletic play here, to take on the block, spin around, get a hand on Rice, his teammates clean up, and the Ravens still aren't in the end zone. If Rice had scored a touchdown there, it wouldn't have counted because of the holding penalty. But now it's decision time for both coaches. First, Mike McCarthy has to decide, does he want it to be fourth and goal on the one or take the penalty and make it third and goal on the 11? He chooses fourth and goal on the one, which switches the decision to John Harbaugh on Baltimore's sideline, kick the field goal and tie the game at three, or go for the touchdown. The Ravens decide to go for it. On fourth down, the Ravens swap out Ray Rice for Bernard Pierce at running back, and for the first time, they'll try the left side in this sequence. Now this is about as good as it gets for teamwork on the goal line. B.J. Raji takes on the double team and penetrates into the backfield. A.J. Hawk takes on the blocker and clogs things up. And the Packers have a ton of pursuit around the ball. That's what coaches call flying to the ball. And Pierce doesn't even get close. The Packers have the stop and a 3-0 lead, and they go on to the victory. As you can see, a lot of unsung heroes on the goal line, guys who are having an impact on the play, even if they're not making the tackle and getting their name on the stat sheet. But trust me, they're getting credit in the film room with their coaches and teammates. And the effort in Baltimore vaulted the Packers up to the number 3 rushing defense in the league, number 1 in the NFC. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. Thanks for watching. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. We'll see you next time.